It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, everyone out there in Radio Land. I am George Williams. I am your host, and this is The George Williams Show. Our number here is 251-343-0106. Now, if you have questions, you can call in, or you can text us at that number, okay? Now, folks, also, we do have a podcast for this broadcast, and you can pick us up at FM Talk, T-A-L-K, 1065.com, okay? And you can also listen anywhere in the world on that station, on your iPhone, and you have no problem. Just pick up the app, the FM 1065 app, and you could do that off of your phone. So there's no reason why no one outside our area can't listen to our program. I have friends listening who are currently in Africa right now, and it's early in the morning there, folks, early or late at night, and in South America. So you can listen to our broadcast live. And if you want a recording of our show, just go onto that app and hit the button broadcast and under my name. You can listen to all of our broadcasts over the past, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. I don't know how long they keep them, but you can always go back and listen to our show. All right, folks, let me tell you something. I am not a young man. I have grandchildren, but I'm a Vietnam vet, former U.S. Marine, retired federal agent, former police officer before I became an agent. And let me tell you, folks, and I've been stationed in South America and Africa. I've traveled all over the Middle East. I've never seen a country that is in so much danger, folks. And I must say that again, that is in so much danger as it is now. Now, we've had 9/11. That was on the specific targets, the Pentagon and the World Trade Center buildings, okay? But, folks, let me tell you something. With the Biden administration and the Obama, it started with Obama, folks. It started with Obama when he was a president, opening the border. Trump tried to secure the border. He wanted to build the wall. The Democrats kept fighting him. They kept taking him to court, okay? But look at what's happening now. Since Biden has been in office, which is over 3.5 years, they have opened the border more so than Obama. And we have folks in this country that we don't know who they are. They're coming in from China. China is our enemy, folks. They're coming in from the Middle East. A lot of Middle East Muslim countries are our enemies. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Egypt, if you put it like that. Egypt has a dictator who as a general, he took over the country. Then he ran for president, okay? And no competition. And they voted him in as a president. Do you think that was a legitimate election where the president of Egypt ran? He took over the country as the general in charge. And then all of a sudden, he took off his military uniform and he put on a civilian attire. Do you think that election was fair in Egypt? No, it wasn't, folks. Not in my mind. I've been to Egypt, okay? They have some good people in Egypt. But he is, and guess what? The Muslim Brotherhood started in Egypt, and it's still there. Still there. Now, I am not against the president, when he was a general, taking over from the person who he took over from. It was a coup. He overthrew that person. But that person is the one who started the Muslim Brotherhood as the president of Egypt. Okay? So I'm glad the general overthrew him. But the general should not be the president now. Should not be. So you have Egypt, which is a Muslim country, and which is, full of Islamic radicals. You look at the Muslim Brotherhood. They are nothing but radicals. And they are in bed with Hamas, with Hezbollah, with those radical groups. And guess what? You know, they're talking about the Israelis going into Rafah, which I hope they do. They have to get rid of all of Hamas. And if they have to go up in Hezbollah and Lebanon to get Hezbollah, get them. Kill them all, folks. Kill them all. Because all they want to do is kill the Jews. And America is not unscathed. They want to kill us too, folks. And they're here in this country. You see it. You see it with these so-called students. A lot of them are not students. They're just joining in with the students. These are pro-Hamas, anti-Jewish, and anti-Americans. Don't forget that. They're not just anti-Jewish, folks. They are anti-American. Down with Israel and down with America. That's what they're shouting. That's what they're shouting. And guess what? The Biden administration is in bed with them. They're trying to give us the impression they're not, but they are, folks. They are. Look at these students. Not students. Look at these idiots, okay? Look at what they're doing. They went into Columbia University. I know where that's at. I was stationed there in New York when I was in the military as a recruiter, military recruiter, and as a federal agent. So I know New York very well. I lived over in New Jersey, about 20 miles on the other side of the George Washington Bridge, okay? And I know where Columbia University is. Folks, the Columbia University is a private university. They have their own police department, but they're just standing by to let these idiots tear up the place. They've taken over one of the buildings. They've busted the window in the door, and they're in the building now, okay? And I'm looking at the video. And right now, the president of the university have not invited the NYPD to go and clear them out. Why haven't they? These are not good folks. These protesters are not good, okay? They are not good. These students, think about this, folks. These so-called students, how many of them? Thousands. How did they get over here? They're the ones that come over, get education, and stay here, and they'll go back to their own country. Now, President Trump said when he's elected, he's going to get elected, mark my word. He is going to use the military to round them up and send them out, and that's what we have to do. That is what we have to do. Round them up and send them out. And here's what the women are doing. They are coming in, getting pregnant, and having a child. That is their safety net, okay? I've got a child born in America. I've got an American citizen. That's what they're doing, folks. Not only these folks, but folks from all over, Africa especially, okay? They're sending their women. They're having children. Mexico, South America, Central America, that's what they're doing. And that child is their safety net. That is what they are doing. Folks, we're in very dangerous, dangerous times. And we don't know it. We've got so many of you Americans out there who are so naive to think that these people will not harm our country. They are going to harm it, folks. I can tell you that. They are. We'll be back after these messages. Think about what I just said.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are on a mission, and we have a caller, and let's talk to our caller here. Hello.
Hello. How's it going at home?
I'm doing pretty good. Give our audience your name.
This old Joe Abdullah.
Abdullah, yes, I remember you.
Yeah, this Joe Abdullah. I got a question for you. It seemed like last week you made a statement that the civil rights movement or the civil rights bill was bad for black people.
Yeah, the civil rights. Okay, I'll clarify that statement. Okay.
You ready? Yeah, I just want to know where you. How you come about that point?
All right, let me answer that for you.
All right.
I come up under the civil rights movement, okay? And the civil, I was born here in Mobile, Alabama, and I remember when we couldn't go to the restaurants and sit down, or when we took the Greyhound bus from Mobile to my grandmother and grandfather's place over in Daphne, we had to sit in the back of the bus. I remember that. But I also remember when I went to Baldwin County Training School up until the fifth grade, and we had our teachers were college grads. We had in our black communities, in our communities, we had stores, we had businesses, we owned hotels, we owned gas stations. I'm talking about black people, okay? We owned all of that. And then came the civil rights movement. And I was for it. I was definitely for it. Okay. But as a result of the civil rights, the bill in 64 and the bill in 65, Martin Luther King used to talk about black and white. Okay. When they had that bill, the civil rights bill, they included 130 some different races on that bill. So guess who lost out? The black folks. Because we lost all of our businesses except beauty shop and a barber shop. We lost all our stores, all our gas stations. We lost all of that. Okay? And by them including 130 some different races onto that bill, well, we were at the bottom of the totem pole, and that's where we're at now. And somebody told me who was shot, when Martin Luther King was shot, that person told me Martin Luther King is turning over in his grave because of what happened after his death and the way our people are at the bottom of the totem pole. So that's why.
Do you know all the benefits that the black community have gained from the civil rights movement and the civil rights bill? Even you talk about how you was in the military, how you advanced here, and how you advanced there. Don't you know the civil rights bill and a lot of things of that nature help you to get to where you are today?
I had nothing to do with it, and I'll explain to you why. When I was 10, my mother, father, their 8 children left here and went to Paterson, New Jersey, okay? Now, when I went to Mobile County Training School, it was all black. When I went up to Paterson, New Jersey, and I was in school, public school number 4, okay? I went to school with white kids, white and black, and then I went to high school the same way, and then after that, I joined the Marine Corps, and after 8 years, I got out. I was a police officer, and I went to school at night and in the daytime. I was married with 2 children, So I did this on my own. No civil rights bill did that.
Don't you know how many black people, what, you want to still be sitting at the back of the bus? You still want discrimination? You still want racism? You still want segregation? That's what the civil rights bill did away with.
I'm just saying we did, black people made out much better, and they had more before the civil rights bill. They had more. Now they have nothing.
Come on, man.
You asked me why I said that. I just told you why. How old are you, Abdul? Are you over 40?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Pritchard, Alabama, Happy Hill, Alabama.
Okay. Now, when you grew up, you didn't have to worry about that. Okay, you didn't have to ride at the back of the bus.
I grew up in the 60s. I grew up in segregation.
In what year?
I was born in 54.
Okay, so in 54, you should know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't understand your logic.
My logic,
you don't understand your
if
logic.
You think about my logic, I'm saying, what do we own today, black folks? Tell me. What do we own?
You mean as a whole of individuals?
Like what? Like what? What do we own?
The fact that we did good back then, like you were saying, our community was together. It was good back then.
That was before.
It's good right today.
It's not good today. It's not good today. We are scuffling. We're at the bottom of the totem pole. You have all these illegals coming in here. They're moving into our areas. They're getting
black
all these.
People have suffered.
Black
people have suffered since they've been in America.
They're getting all of the benefits that we can't get.
Black people have suffered since we've been here in America.
All right. Okay, Abdul. That's your opinion. But anyway, you heard what I just said. Okay? So that's my point. Now, you could say black people are thriving.
I
say they're not thriving. So that's a matter of opinion.
You said you doing good, didn't you?
I did good because I didn't stop. I didn't let it bug. I didn't let it bug. Wait. Let me finish. Let me finish. You heard what I said. I went to school. I went to the military. Okay? I didn't stop and say, well, you're not giving me nothing. I knew what I had to do to earn.
Okay? A lot of black don't look for no handout, man. We struggled and we made it. We survived. A lot of black don't look for no handout.
Well,
but the civil rights movement and the civil rights bill helped us out considerably. That's my point.
Before the civil rights bill, we had all of our black teachers, black principals, black, you know, Dr. Ben Carson.
I come up in that era. I come up under segregation.
Dr. Ben Carson is a product of that, one of the smartest surgeons that you ever meet, okay? He came up because we had the universities. We could go to the universities. Maybe we couldn't in the South, but in the North, in the North and the West, we could go to any university we wanted to.
That's why the civil rights bill was enacted, because we couldn't do that.
All right, Abdul, thank you. That's my opinion, and that's a lot of blacks' opinion, okay? So thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, go ahead on, vote for Trump like you're going to do.
I am definitely going to vote for Trump. And hopefully, if you're smart, will too.
If you're
smart, you will too. Okay. All right. Thank you, guy.
You lost in the wilderness of North America.
I'm out of the wilderness now. So
you are lost in the wilderness of North America.
All right. So you keep scuffling. Thank you. All right. That's Abdullah. I haven't heard from him in years, folks. Years. But I'm glad to hear from him because I want you to hear a true liberal and what these liberals are saying, okay? See, he didn't talk about Biden. He didn't talk about Biden. He talked about Trump. Trump is out of office. He's been out of office almost 4 years, folks. Almost 4 years. But he won't talk about Biden. and what's happening with the Democratic Party. All right? So you've heard it yourself. You heard Abdullah said that we are at the top of the spectrum. Okay? The Civil Rights Bill. The Civil Rights Bill. It helped other races, but it didn't do too much for black people. It didn't do that much for black people. Okay? And like I said earlier, I know somebody who was there with Dr. King, and they were saying, that person was saying, Dr. King is rolling over in his grave if he saw. Now, would you follow Al Sharpton across the mountain? Would you follow Jesse Jackson? All those idiots? No, you wouldn't, folks. You know, you wouldn't. And that's what they've done. They've turned the minds of black folks, and they're always talking about segregation. They're always talking about white superiority. I didn't allow that to stop me. I went to college. After I was married, I went to college, folks. I was a police officer. I went part-time. So I knew what I had to do. And let me, Abdullah, I know you're listening, but I want to tell you one other thing. After I got off of active duty after Vietnam, I spent eight years active in the military, and I became a police officer. I went back to school. I wanted to get my degree because I went down to the FBI office, and I always wanted to be a federal agent. And I talked to the agent, and he belittled me. He said, well, you got a four-year degree? I said, no, I have a two-year now. Well, come back and see us when you get your four-year degree. Okay? And he talked down to me. And I said, uh-oh, okay. That gave me the initiative. Okay. I knew I wanted to be a federal agent. I knew I needed a minimum four-year degree, but I got a six-year degree. Okay? Then I went and I processed for five different agencies. I put an application in. And I said, the first one called me, I'm going. First one was DEA. I accepted it. I went to agent school. While I was in agent school, the FBI called me. And there's no way I was going to go into the FBI. No way. First of all, I was in the reserve, National Guard, and they were not taking agents. They were not taking you at that time if you were in the reserve or National Guard. But folks, you can't let obstacles stop you. You have to learn how to get around them or over obstacles. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, welcome back, folks. Welcome back. The number here is 251-343-0106. And you can send us a text at that number. I'm really glad that Abdullah called us. Abdul. I'm glad he called us because you know, he gave the impression that if it wasn't for the Civil Rights Bill, we wouldn't be able to go to school. We wouldn't be able to do this. We wouldn't be able to do that. To me, there's nothing true about that, okay? Before the Civil Rights Bill, we had many black educators. You remember, we had black elementary schools and we had all black high schools. Now, where did you think those teachers got their degree from? You know, historic black colleges, Tuskegee. You look at Tuskegee Airmen, and they fought during World War II. They had all pilots, black pilots. They fought. They were a very good fighting force in World War II. That was from a black university, okay? A black university. These black universities put out some brilliant. Look at Tuskegee. Look at who's the guy that invented the peanut out of peanut shells? Okay, at Tuskegee. Look at all these black genius. This was before the Civil Rights Bill. Where did they come from? We had more blacks going to school, college, before the Civil Rights Bill than ever before. Now, they didn't go to the colleges in the South. They did, but all black colleges. They didn't go to the white colleges like Alabama, Auburn, those colleges. But they went to the rest of them. They got their education. They were brilliant people. They became teachers, administrators, and you had a lot of good teaching. You had whole families going to school. My mother, in 1932, she graduated from Baldwin County High School. It was an all-black school. One of my sisters did. My uncles, all of them, they went to black schools. They got great education. Okay? Great education. And the Civil Rights Bill, to me, was good initially. It had good intentions. But he asked me, you want to sit on the back? Hey, I didn't mind sitting on the back of the bus. If I go on a bus now, which I hardly ever do, but in case I do, I go to the back of the bus. You know why, Abdullah? Because I wanted to see what's going on. You know? I wanted to see what's going on. So I sit at the back of the bus if I ride a bus, if we're going on a trip, you know, I'll sit on the back of the bus. I don't sit in the front of the bus. You have a better chance of surviving on the bus, just like an airplane. If I go on an airplane, I want the back seat. Right on the wall, I want that seat, okay? So I can see what's going on in front of me. If I go in the restaurant, my back is to the wall, and my face is facing the front door, because I want to see. But the Civil Rights Bill initially was good. I have nothing wrong with that, okay? I have nothing against it. But when they put all those different races on there, it wasn't black and white then. Huh? It wasn't black and white. And we lost. We're still losing. We're at the bottom. They consider us to be at the bottom of the totem pole. When I say us, I'm talking about the blacks in the black community. You know why? Because they've been orientated to the lies that the Democrats have been talking. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, M. Fuma, who used to be in charge of NAACP. Another question, Abdullah. Why didn't Martin Luther King in the 50s, he started the boycott? He was a leader. He started the civil rights. Why didn't he do it under the umbrella of the NAACP? Well, he did not. Guess what? He started their own group, SCLC, Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Because by that time, the NAACP became they started working for the Democratic Party. A surrogate, just like they are today, a surrogate for the Democratic Party. That's the NAACP. And guess what? Martin Luther King, in my opinion, he realized that when he started the demonstrations. He did it on the SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, not under the NAACP, which, by the way, in 2009 was started by a white female to help blacks. Okay? So why didn't he march under the umbrella of the NAACP? He did not. He did not. So that is my take on the Civil Rights Bill and the Voting Rights Act. Somebody out there, please tell me who cannot vote legally in America. Who cannot vote? And tell me another thing. Why do we not need identification to vote. You need identification to go to the bank. You even need it if you're an NAACP member and to get into their conference, their yearly NAACP conference, they ask for ID. But they advocate that you don't need ID to vote. Now, who cannot vote in America? Well, I'll tell you who cannot. Those who are not a United States citizen. Just because you have an I-151, okay, which is an immigration card that allows you to stay in the U.S. legally until you get your citizenship. But just because you have an I-151, you can't vote. You're not a U.S. citizen. So tell me who cannot vote if they're legally in America and a U.S. citizen. Who cannot vote in America? But the Democrats will lie and tell you, oh, there's voter suppression. There's voter suppression. That is nothing but a lie. Like they say in Africa when I was stationed, lie, 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 lie. That's what it is. Okay? If you're an American citizen, you can vote. Now, other stipulations. If you're a convicted felon, you can't vote. However, if you're a convicted felon, you get out of prison, okay, you can request to be allowed to vote. You can request it in writing, and you have to state your cause why you're doing it. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. So even a convicted felon can vote if they get permission to do it. Now, is that voter suppression? Hell no. It is not. It is not. It is not. That's the law. So every state should have voter ID. If you want to vote, you can get ID. And there's no such, if you're an American citizen, you can get ID any place. Any place. In every state. And I've challenged folks before to tell me what American citizen who wants to vote and couldn't get ID, let me know under the circumstances in which you couldn't get an ID to vote. You can go into any government agency and ask for ID, motor vehicle. You can go there. You can get ID in a whole bunch of places, folks. This is a tactic, a strategy by the Democrats to allow, in my opinion, illegals to vote in America. And don't tell me they don't. They do. They do. That's what the Democrats want. And why do you think the Democrats are trying to fast track citizenship? Citizenship. Why do you think they're trying to fast track it? Because they know they have Democratic voters. They know it. So I'll refer back to what I said before. All of these illegals, especially these students, because they are illegals, folks, okay? They're not U.S. citizens. If they're caught, what they're doing now, pick them up and deport their behinds back to the country in which they came. In which they came. I don't know what we're going to do about these 10 or 12 million people that Obama and Biden has allowed to come into America. They're not good people. They're not good people. Majority is not good people. They're people that have been let out of prisons to come to America. Okay? They don't have good intentions. They're bringing in drugs. Fentanyl. Heroin. Coke. They bring those into, if they go through Mexico, you're not going to come over here with nothing. once you enter Mexico from whatever country you're coming from, and you get close to the border, you know, and we always use a 100-mile radius from north to south, then the cartels run that area, those areas. And if you want to get over the border, you're going to have to carry something. And they're bringing it to America. So you naive Americans, and a lot of them come over through these religious groups, these churches also. They get a visiting visa and they never return, a student visa and they never return. So this is what I'm talking about. That's why I said we have so much danger facing America now. A lot of danger. This administration is the worst administration. They're worse than President Carter. And Carter, that's when I came over to the Republican Party, when Carter was in office. I was with the government, both in the military and in the Department of Justice. And because Carter was so weak, look what he allowed Iran to do. And look at Iran today. And when you think about that, look what Biden is doing. He's given Iran billions of dollars. He lifted the sanctions on Iran. They're selling billions of dollars worth of oil. What do you think they're doing to with that money? They're sending it to Lebanon. They're sending it to Israel, to Hamas, and the PLO, and Syria, and Iraq, and other countries. That's what they're doing with that money. Okay? Boy, do we need Trump more than ever. And Abdullah talking about Trump. Yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump. He did a lot more than what these idiots in Washington are doing. We need him back in office to make America great again, because America is not great now. It is definitely not great. I can tell you that. I had spent many years overseas. That's when America was great. I could walk over with my USA hat and people would shake my hand. Now they probably want to shoot me. Okay? So, Abdullah, that is my opinion. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks. Welcome back. We are here, and I'm on a tantrum right now because I listened to Abdullah, what he said, which is totally false, okay? Majority of what he said was totally false. Civil rights bill was good. But remember, in the North, we were up until, you know, the time of the civil rights bill. The Northern, blacks in the North went to schools. They weren't stopped from going to school. Only in the South, in certain countries, cities, states, rather, in the South. Not the North. I can remember in the 50s in Daphne and in Mobile, we had a lot of businesses, black businesses, a lot of black businesses. We didn't rely on the whites to open up a business. We had farms. We were at market. I had uncles who were farmers. Okay. All right, let's get to some national stuff now. First of all, those police officers, and my condolences to their families. One United States Marshal and three police officers were killed in Charlotte in that shoot-off a couple of days ago. That's four officers, four law enforcement officials killed at one time, at the same time. And, I've participated in New York and Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Bronx, Staten Island, New Jersey, in many, many raids, okay? Many, many, many raids. And I've only remembered three officers killed. And one was my good buddy in DEA, Edward Hatcher. But when you get four in one day at one time, that is not good, folks. Not good. And then you have all of these liberal, Democrat states want to defund the police. Folks, we need more police. We don't need less. We need more police. We need more. And those are the Democrats, folks, who are soliciting the defunding of the police. Those are not Republicans. Look at Republican states. You don't hear that talk about defunding the police. We need more police. Even in South Alabama, you have police departments need, they're short. Their TONE, table organization equipment, is short. They need more police. They need more sheriff deputies. But you hear the liberals, the Democrats, talking about defunding the police. Okay? You're doing a disservice to your communities by doing that. The more in line with safety, you need more police than less. Okay, so you're doing a really dysfunction by advocating less police. And even in Mobile, they're talking about a no-knock warrant versus a knock warrant. Okay, you know what that means. A no-knock warrant versus a knock warrant. I've never heard of a knock warrant. Because every raid that I've been on, it's we surprise them. And that's what a warrant is all about, the element of surprise. Whether you're looking for a fugitive or you're looking for drugs or other contraband, weapons. Okay? Can you? Here's the way a knock warrant would go. Knock, knock, knock. Who is it? The police. I have a warrant. Open the door. Okay. Half an hour later. Knock, knock, knock. We're the police again. Open the door. No, folks. It sounds funny. It's not funny. Okay? But here's the way it goes. Whammo. And as you that door swing open, this is the police. Everybody stay where you're at. Don't move. Okay? When the police knock a door down, they started yelling right away. Right away. And if somebody said that the police entered their place and they didn't know it was the police, they're lying, folks. They're lying. Because it is our job to let them know who we are so that we won't be involved in the shootout. You knock that door, bam on, you hit it, and you bust it off the hinges, and first thing you do is police, police, police. Okay? So they are aware that the police are there. Now if they try something, hey, if they get hurt, it's on them. They can't say, well, we didn't know it was the police. All we knew is the door was bust open and I took my pistol and I started shooting. No, that's not it, folks. Everybody, when there's a raid and you hit that door or the window, every officer is shouting, police, 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 police. So you know it's the police. So they're just lying. Those Democrats are lying when they say that they didn't know. Okay? Don't believe them. They're not. Do not believe them. Now, I talk about Israel. Netanyahu, please don't listen to this administration. Go into Rafah and wipe them out. Okay? It's you guys, your country's survival if you don't wipe them out, they're going to wipe you out. They're going to wipe you out. So don't listen to this administration. Go into Rafah. Do what you have to do. Save your people. Save your people. Because they're even teaching in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grade the kids to hate the Jews. In school, they're teaching that. They're showing them how to use weapons. And you're hearing, the propaganda is unbelievable. You're hearing the liberal radio station saying, oh yeah, 34,000 Palestinians were killed. Bull. How many were Hamas? How many were the Muslim Brotherhood? How many? Okay. Oh, yeah, they're just women and children. Lie. Bunch of lies, folks. Bunch of lies. A lot of those that were killed or Hamas were militants. Militants. So my word to Israel, Netanyahu, wipe them out. Wipe them out because they're going to wipe you out if you don't. If you don't. They're definitely going to wipe you out. So Netanyahu, save your people. Save your people. Don't listen to Biden and Harris. Don't listen to them. You have to survive over there. Your people have to survive. So my word to you is don't let up. Give them hell. And we have a saying when I was in New Jersey, and I think I forgot who said that, but the saying was, don't ever give a dog an even break. So Hamas is that dog. Don't give them an even break. Wipe them out so that your people can live safely. Because guess what? And don't, you know, wait, 2005, 2006, for one soldier, you released 1,000 of those radicals, those Muslim radicals. Sinwar was one of them. Look what Sinwar has done now. Look what they're doing to Israel. So you're talking about releasing 30 hostages for over 1,000 prisoners, murderers. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it because they're still hurt holding more of your people. Try to find them. Try to rescue them, but don't release 1,000 of those Muslim terrorists. Don't release them, okay? Because you're only going to fight them another day, another time, just like Sinwar and those idiots now. Do not release them. That's the most important thing, okay? All right, folks, we're going to have to get up out of here. I just gave you a little thought. What I think, especially after Abdullah called me and telling me how wrong I was. But I appreciate you doing that, Abdullah. I appreciate you doing that. At least you giving me, you had guts and you're giving me your thoughts. So there's nothing wrong with that, all right? All right, folks, I'm going to get up out of here. Until next week, Vicon Dales, everyone.